B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
All right, Lance with Josh McDaniels. I'm reading from Tommy Kern on NBC Sports Boston. Tommy Kern, who continues to be a content factory, content machine in these days, writes, delaying interviews cost Josh McDaniels his shots at Giants and Panthers jobs. Okay, delaying interviews. Kern writes that when Tuesday morning dawned, yesterday morning, Josh McDaniels was set to get on a plane to Charlotte to sit with the Panthers for their head coaching vacancy. Wednesday, he'd be in New York to talk to the Giants. But before lunchtime, both jobs were filled. McDaniels, presumed to be a leading candidate for both those jobs, had put on his suit and straightened his tie in the mirror for nothing. He says there's still a Friday interview scheduled with the Browns, but the fast-moving process and the Patriots asking McDaniels to hold off interviewing until Tuesday so he could button up end-of-the-season write-ups undeniably cost him a shot at pitching himself. So let me just go back and read that. But the Patriots asking McDaniels to hold off interviewing until Tuesday so he could button up end-of-the-season write-ups undeniably cost him a shot at pitching himself.
It's a long way of saying you got screwed by Bill.
So wait a minute. That
we need you to take care of some paperwork?
We don't want you to go do these interviews on Monday because
you have these TPS reports.
You have your reports to file.
Right.
And so while Josh is back home at Gillette filling out reports, this Baylor kid and whatever, the Baylor kid and the special teams coach get these two jobs that Josh was up for because Bill asked him to stay behind and fill out reports. What is up with that?
Yeah, and then also go to the other line that's deeper in that story.
Where- so here we go. There's that, all right? Joe Judge, the Patriots special teams wide receivers coach, ultimately got the Giants job. His interview timeline was a lot different than McDaniels. You're right, so this is a good question. Judge buttoned his thing up Monday night, Tuesday morning. So wait a minute. If Josh has to stay home and file reports on Monday, why is Joe Judge negotiating with Mississippi State and the Giants and is like gallivanting? I mean, and I don't know if he traveled anywhere, but is like sort of on the horn with all these jobs. And Josh is meanwhile in the back office filling out his reports.
Joe, well, his write-ups were quick.
Yeah, Joe got his paperwork done quickly.
Well, I mean, think
all
about
all receivers suck,
think
period.
About, yeah, think about it. Seriously, think about it. N'Keal Harry, suck. Philip Dorsett, blows.
Listen.
Mohamed Sanu, sucks and blows.
But if you're Josh, this isn't funny. Joe Judge, he interviewed with his alma mater on Sunday, the day after the Patriots were eliminated from the playoffs. Then with Mississippi State, according to Kern, pushing Judge for an answer, Judge got the okay to sit with the Giants. So Bill says to Josh, no, you got to stick around and fill out these reports. Meanwhile, to Joe Judge, he says, yeah, go ahead. You can call him.
There's more.
Is that how this reads?
There's more.
Okay, so listen. The shutting doors that left McDaniels out in the cold began closing Tuesday morning when the Panthers decided to hire ex-Baylor coach Matt Rhule and cancel the McDaniels interview. The Giants were also high on Rhule. Having missed out on him, they were now wary of losing Judge to Mississippi State. Strange but true, writes Kern, which to me, again, is just, you've got to be kidding me. Meanwhile, the Giants presumed McDaniels, who interviewed with the Giants last January and was leery of the head coach GM setup with Dave Gettleman in place, would have the same concerns this time, so rather than miss out on Judge, they made their move and hired him. Judge's candidacy,
here it is,
was buttressed by a glowing recommendation from Bill Belichick that reportedly played a huge role in the Giants' decision. So Kern writes, it's easy to conclude there's a level of disappointment for McDaniels with the way this played out. So just, again,
I bet that's an understatement. He's got to be
pissed.
Josh is all ready for these jobs. Carolina, New York, all lined up. They lose over the weekend, so he was originally scheduled to talk with these teams on Friday because that's when teams who are in the divisional round get to talk. He was originally scheduled to do it Friday. They lose on Saturday. The reports immediately came out. Interviews all moved up to Monday, right? You get this thing going at the beginning of the week. Now they get to the beginning of the week, and Bill tells them, actually, you've got to fill out these reports. Can you hold off a day? So Josh holds off a day. Meanwhile, he says to Joe Judge, yeah, you can call Mississippi State. Oh, Mississippi State needs an answer. You need to talk to the Giants. Yeah, go ahead. And then Monday night, he's done with the Giants, and Josh is sitting there saying, what?
All right. No. Not only can you talk to the Giants, but why don't you give me their number, and I'll put in a good word for you.
And, oh, by the way, have them call me. And then he calls him and says, you've got to hire this guy.
Oh, no, he did Josh dirty. He did him dirty.
He just bent Josh over
big time.
I don't know. Belichick also wouldn't let Josh interview last week before the divisional, the wild card weekend games.
So I'm sorry, say this again, Stu.
So Belichick would not allow Josh McDaniels to interview before wild card weekend either. He had the coaches on lockdown.
Is that reported or something you've heard?
Curran said it on his podcast that he recorded last night.
I mean, seriously, he did. He totally porked them. He let Judge go for the job when he wouldn't let McDaniels go interview for the job. And then not only that, endorsed Judge. That's how I read that.
Aye, aye, aye.
He basically endorsed Judge behind McDaniels' back.
So why?
My guess is he doesn't want him to leave because with all these guys going and everything else, all of a sudden there's a mountain of stuff to do and Bill got overloaded this year.
Yeah, but something like that ruins the relationship. So you're forcing him to be here? Just kind of like what you did with Nick Caserio this past year?
No. What are you talking about? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Bill did Josh dirty to force him to come back next year so he doesn't end up with another job somewhere? Like, why would Josh want to come back if he feels like he got done dirty by Belichick?
Because there's nothing else for him.
He may not have a choice.
There's nothing else for him. This is the best thing left.
I'm with you. He did him dirty, but where's he going to go?
No, so what
kind of motivating factor is to, like, actually do your job correctly if you get screwed over that way?
You know what this is? It's a Parcells move. It's exactly what Parcells did to Bill when he tried to stick him with the Jets job and not let him leave, right? Which is, and again, it's not apples to apples. It's not totally perfect, but it's him stepping in the way of McDaniels making a career advancement and him deciding what McDaniels is going to do instead of letting McDaniels decide it. Oh, he totally porked him.
So
now, can I just add one more thing?
But the question is why?
Because I think that he's being abandoned on all sides. He's lost too many people in the last couple of years. He's got no veteran guys on his staff.
Bingo. It's easy to replace a special teams coach. Replacing an offensive coordinator is going to be a big pain in Bill's ass because all the assistants have left too. There's no heir apparent, especially with Joe Judge gone. There's no heir apparent at offensive coordinator. He's going to have to get Charlie Weiss out of Wellington or he's going to have to groom another kid, and that is more work on Bill's plate. Special teams coach, whatever. It's a special teams coach. As much as Bill tells you it's a third of the game, he knows it's not. You put anyone there to yell at the guys running down the field covering a kick. Offensive coordinator? That's a ton of work.
Well, particularly when you've lost defensive coordinators each of the last 2 years to the point where you didn't have one this year because you had to run the defense. Not to mention everyone else on the staff who bolted with either Flores or Patricia and the fact that Caserio might be walking out the door.
So, Murray, you're saying this is going to piss him off so much he's going to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was this mad, and now I finally get another opportunity after I, made, and it's on McDaniels for making his name mud for what happened with Indianapolis a couple of years ago. But if he sees an out and he wanted to be a head coach, he finally has this other opportunity for the first time in 10 years, and now he's being forced to stay because Bill can't find a good replacement as offensive coordinator. Yeah, if I was that pissed, I'd quit.
So let me tell you, that makes sense, except this is all played out and Maz had it. Do you know how many times Parcells did this to Belichick?
Oh, that's a Parcells type of move. It's a dick move.
Time after time after time. There were times where they made Bill the coach, as like a dummy coach. I said it was Al Groh the other day. No, it was actually Bill that was the first guy. We remember when before Parcells went to the Jets, I think Bill was like a coach for a time. He was just a dummy placeholder. And this happened to Belichick. And this is part of the whole resentment of Belichick and Parcells and all of this. Belichick was so resentful of the way Parcells handled his staff when it came to new jobs and allowing them to interview and blah, blah, blah. And Bill kept coming back, Murray, like an abused puppy. He kept coming back to Parcells. Every time Bill Belichick, he got fired from Cleveland, he joined Parcells here. Parcells goes and takes the Jet job. Bill follows him. So it's like, being an abusive relationship, you stay in it for whatever reason. Like, that all psychology.
I mean, so listen, and Murray, you just touched on this too. Belichick screwed him here. Again, placed a call endorsing Judge with a glowing recommendation is what Curran wrote. And glowing is in quotes. Okay, so not only did he allow Judge to go and interview.
So that wasn't Curran's report, just to be clear. That was a report from New York Newsday. New York Newsday reported the other day that the Giants did put in a call to Bill Belichick, because everyone was wondering, did the Giants pursue Belichick? And Newsday reported, Tom Rock at Newsday says the Giants did put in a call to Belichick about their head coaching vacancy, dot, 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 but it wasn't to lure him back to New York. I'm told Bill gave a glowing recommendation to the Giants on Joe Judge. That carried a lot of weight.
Okay. So again, so Curran was stealing the glowing from the story.
Yeah, exactly.
But the point being that
he gave him the seal of approval.
He did. Not only did he allow Judge to go, he endorsed him. He endorsed him. But, and you touched on it, I have no sympathy for McDaniels on this. I'm sorry, I don't. Maybe this makes me a bad person. With the crap that he pulled with Indianapolis, he's going to now claim someone else is doing him dirty? Like, I just feel like he lost his credibility, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, whatever it was. And the other thing is, with all due respect, I've always felt McDaniels is a little overrated. Okay, I'm not telling you he sucks. I think he's overrated. How many times have we gone through this with this guy? I just looked it up again. 2017, he interviewed with the Niners when Shanahan did. And then, prior to that, it was Indianapolis. And somebody's always interviewing Josh, and he never leaves. He never, ever leaves. When it comes down to it, there's never the job that he wants. I mean, he left for Denver years ago. But how many times over and over and over does he interview and then either backs out of a job or draws his name out of consideration or, whatever? It's like
yeah, I get what you mean. There's some karmic retribution here for what he did.
He's a tease.
Yeah,
he's a tease. Is what he is.
He's that mad. If he's really, really mad, and I'm just speculating, but if he is, have some personal pride, dude, and walk. Tell him to screw.
Right.
He won't.
But he won't. He'll come back for more. That's just sort of I've seen it. We saw it with Belichick and Parcells. That was their relationship until Belichick finally had enough. Finally lost it and walked out. Resigned and walked out and said, "That's it." I don't know if Josh is getting there, but what a detail. I mean, the fast-moving process. Again, the Patriots asked McDaniels to hold off interviewing until Tuesday so he could button up end-of-the-season write-ups. That is unbelievable.
File your paperwork.
You have to file. Nope, you can't go talk to the Giants today. You have to file your paperwork. Meanwhile, Joe Judge, yeah, go ahead. And you know what? Tell him to give me a call. I'll give you a good word.
Yeah, Josh. Joe Judge, he submitted his year-end report. N'Keal Harry sucks. Philip Dorsett blows. Mohamed Sanu sucks and blows.
Yikes! Remember the Remember the do your job thing to begin the year. That love of it. The big wet kiss Belichick gave Josh McDaniels and that do your job thing and the love affair between those two. And now you get to the end of the year. It's time for Josh to get some jobs and take some interviews. And Bill says, no, you've got to stay behind and file your paperwork. Wow.
I had a totally different opinion of that video yesterday. Yesterday I was thinking I get it now. Bill knew way back when that Brady was going to walk, and he made McDaniels the focus of that video to pump him up so McDaniels could get his head coaching job at the end of the year. Because if McDaniels is the offensive coordinator with someone other than Brady at quarterback next year, I bet you his stock is going to drop, which might be another reason why McDaniels is pissed. McDaniels sitting there going, wait a minute, if I'm still here and our offense sucks next year because I'm working with a second-year quarterback who's effectively a rookie, who's going to want me then?
I don't know. You win 10, 11 games with Jared Stidham, I think you look pretty good.
What if you go 8-8?
Well, we pick this up on the other side with your calls.
Sports. Austin's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Bill Belichick could retire today and lay claim to the greatest coach in NFL history.
I'll be excited to be there in Canton when he goes in 5 years after he's done, coaching, whenever that is, which will probably be a long time from now.
Love Josh, his family, Laura, his kids. They're always very supportive. I've learned a lot from him. He has a perspective that's valuable for me to understand.
Whatever my future holds, I know this, the best thing for me to do is do the best I can here, right now, with him, with Tom, with this team, with the staff we have, with the organization, for Mr. Kraft, and I think things will work out the right way as they're supposed to.
There was the do your job thing. Things will work out the way they're supposed to. And get to the end of the year, for the first time in forever, these guys are actually able to interview early and get in on the coaching hiring early and not have to go through these hoops of the bye weeks and, you know, hold off on being hired and all that. For the first time, they're all free to go interview and take these jobs quickly. And Bill makes Josh stay behind and cancel interviews and file paperwork.
Yeah, and him seriously. Getting a job felt to me like it was a formality. It was just which team. And now it feels like he's going to be forced back here because he got screwed by Bill.
Because he had to file paperwork. Two days ago, I was convinced McDaniels was gone. That was it. It was over. And then, you know, we'll see what happens. It might not be the same quarterback, OC, the whole thing. Now, I don't know how you look at it and say, he's not coming back. There's still Cleveland. Don't get me wrong.
There's one job left. And so maybe, like Murray's point, he's resentful and he's going to take that no matter what, even if he's offered it. There's no guarantee he's offered it.
That feels to me like Cleveland's waiting for one of these guys, you know, still coaching this weekend to shake free, whether that's Bieniemy with Kansas City or Saleh in San Francisco.
Well, no. I'll tell you why not. Well, unless Schefter's wrong. Schefter had a report today that said the Browns hope to have their next coach buttoned up by Saturday.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay.
Which leads to another thing. That is, what is the rush of these teams? Why?
It does feel fast.
Oh, my God. Mike McCarthy, first of all, Ron Rivera gets hired like 30 seconds after the season ends. Mike McCarthy has one sleepover at the Jones Ranch. He's hired. This Baylor puke, who I don't even know. I don't know anything about him. But I'm like resentful of the fact that this stupid Baylor coach, who probably, you know, plays games that are like 58-54 and he loses half of them. You know, that's some kid from Baylor, some crappy college program that puts up a bunch of points, is hired, takes one interview, fakes an interview offer from New York, and then gets 6 years, $70 million, or 7 years, $60 million
from
Carolina. And then the Giants say, oh my God, we got to get in on this right now, or else we're going to be left holding the hat because, oh my God, Joe Judge might go to Mississippi State. We got to get in on Joe Judge. And then they hire him. Like, the offseason is, it's barely a week and a half old. The playoffs are not even halfway done. And these teams have filled all their vacancies.
It is. It's unbelievable.
What is the rush?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you playing next week? Like, what? You're going to fill out the staff with all these other teams, some of which are still playing. The College Bowl season isn't even over. Never mind, like, the Senior Bowls, and that's all in the offseason. Why? What?
I don't ever remember anything like this. It feels frantic.
What is the frantic rush? And it's, Murray, it's a frantic rush.
For stiffs.
Right, exactly.
Not for Nick Saban.
Correct.
Not for Jim Harbaugh. Not for Bill Belichick. Not even for Josh McDaniels. The freaking special teams coach.
Dave Tube.
And the Baylor coach.
What's his name? Matt Rule?
What is going on?
Is that his name? Matt?
I mean, I keep saying the biggest problem in the league is coaches. It's the owners. It's the owners who hire the coaches. It's like, guys, settle down. Take a breath.
Right. Do a little bit more research. Maybe interview a few more people. Make sure you get the right guy.
Get an assessment of what went wrong with your team. Step back from it. You know, like, why immediately the day three you have to sign the guy? He takes one interview. We got to have him. This guy just flew to New York. Oh, my God. We can't lose the Baylor coach. So they sign him, and then the New York Giants say, well, we can't lose this guy to Mississippi State, to which the answer should be, yes, you should lose him to Mississippi State. Are you trying to outbid Mississippi State for the special teams coach? We haven't even gotten to the divisional weekend yet, and all the jobs are gone, and now the Browns say, well, we've got to get this done by Saturday. Why? Why do you have to get it done by Saturday? You're not playing for another 8 months.
All right, it's not like the draft is next month.
The draft's in 4 months.
Look, I don't get it either. The only answer I could give you as to why they do it is because at the end of the day, from a business standpoint, doesn't matter. They're gonna make their millions either way because it's a cash cow.
Oh, my God. I think it's insane.
Tell you what, though. I do love that tidbit of Mike McCarthy having a sleepover at Jerry Jones' house. Like, that definitely sealed the deal.
He has one sleep under, yeah. And all of a sudden he's got the job.
It's like the Neverland Ranch.
Well, something shady happened. Now, I don't want to jack with you. In that room over there, you're going to find nothing but soiled mattresses, empty bottles of Johnny Blue, and passed out whores. You keep your mouth shut there, you got the job.
Seriously, you get a new sleepover.
But even Mike McCarthy, who I think, you know, deserved another crack and is a fine hire. I mean,
but did you really vet him?
God!
It got real sour there at the end in Green Bay, and it got stale. At least offensively in the message, it felt like it got stale. So maybe talk to a few more people.
So that's the one that got me with the Browns. The Browns...
gotta have someone by Saturday.
Gotta have someone by Saturday. Why?
Before kickoff of the first divisional game.
What if the best candidate is playing divisional weekend and he might go to the Super Bowl? What if it's Robert Saleh, the guy in San Francisco? What if... Whatever. Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator with the Chiefs. Like, what... What? Why does it have to be by Saturday?
I mean, it doesn't. It doesn't. And if the Browns don't hire McDaniels now, like, he's never getting a job.
Chris in the car.
He's never getting one.
Your thoughts, go.
So, guys, I get it that it's a nice, easy story to conclude based on this most recent story that came out that Bill porked McDaniels, right? But it's just ridiculous to take that at face value because that's not how making deals works. If New York or Carolina really thought Josh was going to be number one, their legitimate number one guy, then they would have just waited a day. Okay, that's it.
So, Chris, I agree with you that it has a little bit of a reek of excuse making by Josh, with it, presuming that's where it's coming from. I have no idea, but you know, well, Josh, how come you're not getting any of these jobs? So, well, Bill wouldn't let me. Like, that's sort of an excuse. It has the whiff of an excuse.
So this did cross my mind the other day, too, when all of a sudden all these hirings started getting announced, that maybe he really did do some major damage to his reputation with that Indy thing. Maybe it's, yeah, we'll talk to him, put him on the list, but he's far down because, well, you know, even if we hire him, he'll back out.
Here's another thing, is that a strong GM doesn't want him because he wants to be his own GM. Right. So Gettleman says, well, if I hire this guy, he's going to be after my job. And every time I have a bad draft pick, he's going to walk up the back stairs to the owners and say, you got to get rid of this guy. He's giving me bad groceries.
Right.
And so a GM. So I think that works against Josh, too, where Joe Judge is just going to take it, you know, as a first time head coach. And so I think that works against Josh. Here's Eric in Methuen. Hi, Eric.
How you doing? How's it going?
Good. Eric, what do you got?
What do I got? Well, first of all,
Eric, I just don't think you're ready to go there, buddy. Seriously. But thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. Andrew in Pawtucket. Hi, Andrew.
That's funny. Matt, I'm sorry. Well, Murray, I love the impressions there with coming with Jerry Jones. But with the whole McDaniels and Belichick thing, you got to tip your cap if you're a Pats fan because Belichick blatantly held McDaniels back for friggin' paperwork, which is comical. And then you got Joe Judge just running around doing his thing. It's comedy. And really, who is going to trust McDaniels now from failing in Denver, getting on a plane to go sign with the Colts, and then swinging right back? You really can't trust him. Like, to Maz, your point, who's going to trust him?
Okay,
no one is.
But I still think he deserves another chance, too.
Well, so do I. Look, again, but the... and
I would hire him. I wanted the Packers to hire him last year.
All right, and you're going back to the Denver thing. You're saying that, like, I'm not even holding that against him. The Indy thing I'd hold against him, though, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, you take a job...
But he's not the first guy. I mean, all these guys. I mean, if you held that against these college basketball coaches...
Okay, but this is the NFL. He hired assistants.
I mean, but again, how did Parcells do business?
Well, so Parcells was a rat, too, but this guy's not Parcells. Parcells had Super Bowls by the time he started pulling
that
crap.
I mean, Josh probably looks at the two guys, well, Belichick anyway. I mean, Belichick did it to the Jets. He had an ironclad contract. He'll succeed Bill Belichick, and he'll succeed Bill Parcells, and he wormed out of it, and then sued the team to get out of it, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, so true. I just think there's something about giving someone your word, yep, I'll take the job, I'm going to be your next head coach. And then you get off the plane.
Bill can't play that card with Josh McDaniels. Well, Josh says, well, what did you do to the Jets 20 years ago?
No, Bill can't, but I can. Seriously, like, I look at that and go, ooh, I'd have serious concerns about hiring a guy like that. I would.
More reaction to the Joe Judge hiring. More reaction to the Tom Brady Instagram post right after Murray's update.
Felger and Mavs.
I love it.
You were right, Mavs.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Back your phones, as promised. Brady, McDaniels, the whole McGilla. Jim in Framingham. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, guys. I got a quick two-for-one for you. I did just want to touch on the supporting cast that was around Castle that 1 year removed from Brady Moskwalker setting records out there. Not entirely sure if that was Dylan, Fred Taylor, Maroney leading that backfield. Then there was Brissett and Jimmy G filling in for offenses that went on to go the distance. I have to remember being at that Houston game with Brissett where defense put Houston in a pretzel from the first snap. Point being, I just don't think that, you know, necessarily your take on the success without Brady at the helm. But to your point, that was the first 11-5 team not to make a playoff, going 11-5 with the Dolphins and Jets, I believe, getting that nod that year. It's not a bad showing for the AFC. Then secondly, I don't disagree with you as far as what you had to say about, you know, with Belichick, you know, where he sees, you know, how we stack up against the rest of the AFC East. But, you know, you got New York and Buffalo seem to be a year or two away from realistically having the capacity to be able to take both, you know, the divisional game slate from us, considering.
Okay, so I don't know where you're getting with that with the Jets. I don't know where you're coming from with me on the Jets. I don't know what would you say the Jets are a year or two away based on what? Sam Darnold looks like he has some promise. What else do they have? They don't have the coach. They don't have the coach. And it's going to take them another year to figure it out. And then when they do, they're going to have to fire him next year and then start all over in year four of Sam Darnold, set him behind, start him over, start that clock again. Forget about the Jets. The Bills, maybe. I don't know. Their quarterback, you know.
He's the weak link. There's, I mean, no,
oh my
doubt about
gosh.
That
freaking quarterback better, you know, get some more depends. I mean, he is a train wreck.
Seriously.
That kid.
Panic stricken during that game. It was unbelievable.
So what he was driving at is that if Belichick wants Shula's record, a previous caller said that, well, he would want Tom Brady because he's going to win the most games with Tom Brady, and where's he going to be without him? And I said, Belichick doesn't look at it that way. Belichick looks at it and says, when Brady's been hurt the last couple of years, he's gone 14-6, which is the record under Matt Cassel, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Jacoby Brissett, 14-6. That's how Bill looks at it. This caller said, well, look at that offense in 07 and the one, you know, blah, 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 which, granted, fine, you might be right. I'm telling you how Bill looks at it. That's how Bill looks at it. I'll figure it out with the next guy.
Oh, and he will.
And I think he will.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, he'll find a way to win games. Regular season, I told you, I think Bill gets him to 10-6, 11-5 by himself. Like, I think he puts him in that area, and then Brady, to me, elevates him to Super Bowl status.
Okay, so next year, 10-6, 11-5.
Yeah, he's 4 or 5 years away, depending on when you draw the line.
Next year,
off, yeah, that
10
year.
Or 6 or 11-5.
What the hell happened to you, Mass?
Yeah, no, next year's 8-8.
Okay, I thought we did this exercise yesterday.
Well, the schedule's tough, and, you know, it's a transition year.
Okay, next year there are 10 games at least.
Nope.
James in the car. Go ahead, James.
Hey, guys. This is, you know, this was a just a genius PR move by Brady. Everybody getting up this morning, and he bypassed not only the traditional media, but he bypassed the owner and the GM by going direct to the heart of the fans. And so now it's like it's completely it's Kraft's decision at this point. And throw the stats out the window, throw all that stuff out the window, because it's all about the Brady brand now. They're going to bring this down to how much does he bring to Patriot Place, which Kraft, the whole Kraft group, is down to every penny on that.
So, James, you're saying that Kraft is going to make the decision over Bill Belichick?
Oh, I think Belichick's on the sidelines at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to the Cleveland job.
Okay.
No. I think this is – I think the – for now, at least, they've dumped it on Bill.
If you're bringing up Patriot Place, and I don't think you're wrong to bring up Patriot Place, then it's an ownership decision.
Sure.
Which means Kraft is making the call. Because Bill doesn't give two poops about the movie theater.
Listen, Bill has his doubts about Kraft, too. And I mean Kraft jumping in and altering this whole process at the end, which is probably why some of this stuff about Bill, you know, being willing potentially to coach somewhere else has popped up.
I'm telling you, I'm leaving as a 1% possibility. And this is silly, but I'm going to give it 1%, that this Furkacta Joe Judge thing is just a placeholder. This is 1%, okay? 1% out of 100. But I'm just going to leave a little sliver of pie, because it's such an absurd hire, that Joe Judge is there to hold the seat in case Bill Belichick gets porked on Brady here in the next month or two, and Bill says, Robert, I told you I make the call on Brady. And if you're going to make the call on Brady, I'm out. And then he's got the Giants just sitting there.
Well, and that would explain why he endorsed Judge and did McDaniels dirty.
So I'll give that 1%.
The one thing I disagree with on the caller is he said it was a PR decision.
This Brady post today?
Yep.
It was brilliant PR, though.
Yeah, it was a business decision. This was Brady. The last line is the line that matters. Read it again.
Both in life and football, failure is inevitable. You don't always win. You can, however, learn from that failure. Pick yourself up with great enthusiasm and place yourself in the arena again. And that's right where you will find me, because I know I still have more to prove.
Yeah. You'll find me in the arena. And you know what that is? Gentlemen, the window is open for business. That's a business. He disguised it as a PR post, but it's really a business post.
Bill in Westford. Hi, Bill.
Hey, I think it makes some sense for the Patriots to bring Brady back for a couple of years and develop his successor, like whether it's Stidham or somebody to be drafted. But I don't see, if Belichick can win with anybody, he can win with Brady, and they can transition a new guy in. That's a transition plan.
Okay, so transition with the guy who's going to be over $30 million a year against your cap. That's how you're going to transition him in?
No way.
I don't think Bill has that idea.
No, look, again, if the price is right, would the Patriots do it? Sure. When I say the price is right, the price is cheap.
Right.
Would the Patriots do it? Sure, probably.
They might. I wouldn't. Because then you're going to have a less than fully committed quarterback, which is what you've had the last couple of years, and that's not really working.
I think Bill's ready to go with Stidham now. That's what I think.
Greg in the car, go.
One thing, the unpopular opinion, but I think they should let him go. People need to wake up, rip the Band-Aid. It's like my 7-year-old daughter. It's going to be painful. Sometimes let's just get it over with. We've had a great 18 years. It's done. Bye, Tom.
Okay. I kind of agree with that.
I mean, that's where I am, and more importantly, that's where I think where Bill is.
The whole Josh McDaniels thing, what a story this is. Cam and Taunton has a thought. Go ahead, Cam.
Mike, I think you hit on it. There's no one to replace him with. I mean, you look at it. I mean, Mike, I don't remember. Were Rack and Charlie in the coordinators Bill's first year here? Did he make them coordinators right away?
Yes, they were.
Okay, so he's gone from those two to Mangini and McDaniels. He's always promoted in-house, and they went to O'Brien and Patricia, and then they brought Josh back, and then they promoted Flores. The only time he's gone out of the building is when he brought in Schiano, who quit. So he's had no one to replace Josh with, so I think he wants him to stay for some stability.
Huge factor. Absolutely.
Seriously,
if Josh leaves, do you know how much work that is for Bill? Find the next guy. Train the next guy. And it also relates to Brady.
Particularly with a young quarterback.
And I don't know that Bill wants Brady back, but Brady must look at it and go, you know, never mind these new receivers, never mind this crappy contract, never mind, you know, all the stuff that I don't like. Now I have to break in a new offensive coordinator. I gotta bring some young coach along as well as these young receivers. So
and a young quarterback.
I think Brady staying. I think if you want Brady to stay, McDaniel staying is important for you because I think that's a factor. But for Bill, but just back to Bill. If Bill's being selfish, he wants Josh to stay. Because it's over half the job. What, Josh leaves and now he's got to train a new guy on the playbook and the terminology and all of that? Bill don't want it. He's doing the defense. And, you know, never mind jumping off the raft there in Barbados, you know, in the offseason, Maz. So, like, I can see why he's submarine McDaniels. Meanwhile.
Oh, yeah. Going belly up on his side of the boat.
More reaction to the Joe Judge hire in New York. People just don't get it. And I don't blame him for not getting it. And your reaction right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha-ha-hee-hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think the Giants panicked. I think Dave Gettleman panicked. This is a bad move to me. I mean, if you're going to hire somebody in New York, why wouldn't you hire Josh McDaniels? And I think McDaniels is a tad overrated, and there's a lot of ego. But Josh McDaniels would roll his eyes at old school Gettleman. He would push back on Gettleman. He'd say, we're winning championships. You haven't won anything. And so Josh McDaniels is a threat to Dave Gettleman. And so Dave Gettleman goes with a guy that'll listen to him, won't push back. He gives him his first job. He feels indebted to him. I don't like the move. And I'll say it again. So Eric Bieniemy is an offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. Have you watched their offense for the last 2 years? By the way, the last time an Andy Reid offensive coordinator left, Doug Peterson, he went and won a Super Bowl. All of Andy's assistants work. I mean, John Harbaugh, Doug Peterson, Matt Nagy, they all work. None of Belichick's do. So you got Eric Bieniemy, who had the MVP last year, has been key in the growth and development of Patrick Mahomes. And all Mahomes has done is be smart and mature and grow and get better. You didn't take that guy, but you took Belichick coaching tree, and Belichick's coaching tree is a mess, and you take a wide receiver coach whose wide receivers this year were the worst in the league. That's a panic move. You can see through this. This is like a used bar of Neutrogena soap, baby. You can see right through this thing.
Battle of Colin. I don't get the Neutrogena soap thing.
It's a... You can usually see through it. It's like an clear orange soap. What a random reference.
Here, yeah, I don't get that one either.
He definitely dabbles with the devil's lettuce. There's no doubt in my mind.
I was going to say, dabbles with what? But, okay, you said it.
Yeah, I didn't know where that was going either, actually.
Why, it's just a little bit of stoner riffs?
I mean, who thinks of that? You can see through it like clear Neutrogena soap, man. you can see it right through it. Whew. Man, this is a good strain. Like, what a... I give him credit. I was like, wow, that just actually had me paying attention there.
No one gets the Joe Judge hire. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. And it's...
Unless it's something he just referenced there, is he's just a perfect yes-man for Gettleman, who is worried about his job.
So that's a fact. Like, I get why Josh isn't getting, you know, wouldn't get that kind of job where the GM is there and wants to carve out his role, and he feels Josh might... So I get why Josh might not be a fit there. I don't get why Joe Judge suddenly goes to the top of the list. That's what I don't get.
Yeah, me neither. I'm mystified by the whole thing. Again, the Giants job. Matt Rhule and Joe Judge. The Giants. Like, you know, it was bad enough when it was Shermer. Which Shermer was this? Pat or Fritz?
Pat.
But the whole thing with, you know, the Andy Reid coaching tree versus the Belichick coaching tree.
True.
Is another good one. And I know there's a lot of people, Eric Bieniemy, who's African-American, I think a lot of people are tying that into minority coaches not getting a fair shot. I don't think that's it. I think these owners are panicky, and they don't want to wait. Because, again, the Browns are saying that they don't, they have to have a guy by Saturday.
We need someone. We got to get someone in here. We need someone now.
White, purple, yellow, green with purple polka dots. They just want a guy now.
I mean, it is. It's mystifying. Like, and I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the absolute dearth of candidates that are out there. Like, you know, they all feel like there's only a few guys on the list, so they have to act quickly. I don't know.
Give me more Colin there, Stu, if you could. Give me another hit of the bong pipe there. Hey, Stu. Give me the second, Colin, if you could, please. Sorry.
Joe Judge may be a fine coach, but to take a Belichick guy, not even Belichick's... Belichick's the best coach on that staff. McDaniels is the second best coach. Brian Flores was the third best, and he took Miami. Cross your fingers. Hopefully that works. But there's nothing about this move I like. There is nothing about it I like. you got one coaching tree in Kansas City that works with everybody, and they got a coordinator who's a former player who has been nothing but brilliant. And the last three guys that have left Andy Reid have all hit home runs. I mean, Matt Nagy, say what you want, has made Trubisky about as good as... We won a division with Mitch Trubisky. That's all I'm going to say about Matt Nagy. Won a division with Mitch Trubisky. Doug Peterson, boom, Super Bowl. And I had my questions about Doug Peterson. Beats Belichick in a Super Bowl. John Harbaugh, there's another Andy Reid guy. Maybe you've noticed. He coaches the best team in football. Everybody from Andy Reid works. Nobody from Belichick works. And you take the wide receiver coach? I just do not get it. Wow.
So that continues. That's been the general reaction across the country to that hire.
I'll tell you, now that I think about it, because everybody says the same thing about Judge, right? He was the wide receiver coach. How are the Patriots wide receivers this year?
Suck, 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 and suck.
Did Brady like Judge?
How could he?
Well, so, that, I don't know. I wonder, like, I don't know, what does Brady think? Is this a good thing for Brady or a bad thing for Brady?
I don't know, but he hated he hated everything around him. That's what I know. But now, you know, again, so if McDaniels leaves, Bill doesn't even have this guy to elevate. There is no, and the previous caller who said it, like, it's been all his guys the whole way. He's never really had to train anyone, quote unquote. You know, it was Romeo Crennel and Charlie Weiss came with the same system and the same beliefs, and they started. And then when they left, what was there was already in-house. Mangini was already working for all these guys, so he knew everything. Bill didn't have to train him. And it was Bill O'Brien who had been here, and he didn't have to train him. And then when Bill O'Brien leaves, Josh McDaniels comes back, and it's like he's never had to bring in anyone new and sort of bring him up to speed. Dean Pease might have been the closest, and he got rid of him. There's nothing left on offense. So if Josh leaves, that's a crap ton of work for Bill Belichick. And so what happens? The interviews come around, and Bill says, no, you got to stay here and do your paperwork. Meanwhile, he's calling the Giants and saying, you guys got to hire Joe Judge. This guy knows what he's doing. Ooh, McDaniels is feeling he got porked. Back to your thoughts. Here's Pearson and Quincy. Yes, Pearson.
Yeah, I think it's kind of obvious that one, Mass is 100% right. McDaniels is overrated. The only time he's ever been above average coach in the league is when he's had Brady. And then he has Brady these past 2 years, and the offense is average at best.
Pearson, he was the offensive coordinator when they went 11-5 with Matt Castle.
Yeah, was that more Bill Belichick, or was that...
Well, that's not being fair. I mean, come on. you know, if he's the offensive coordinator, you got to give him credit for when the offense is good and blame him for when it's bad. You can't just cherry pick.
Okay, so look,
and say that that was Bill, but every other year was, you know, like no.
Okay, so the pluses that I would put in his column, Matt Castle's definitely one of them.
14-6 with Castle, Garoppolo, and Brissett.
Yep,
he deserves credit for that.
I'll even give him the end of last year. I'll give him that. When they started running the ball and ultimately pulled the Super Bowl out of their hat, fine. I'll give them that, too.
That, to me, is the most impressive thing.
You know what I hold against them?
What?
St. Louis.
Yeah, okay, fine. But, you know, but even this year, I mean, if you're among those who believe they have nothing, and a lot of you believe this, that they have nothing. All the receivers blow. They have no tight end. Sony Michel sucks and blows. Their offensive line blows. Well, how'd they ever score a point? You've got to give McDaniels credit for this year. If you think Brady's surrounded by nothing, if he's surrounded by nothing, then the coordinator did a good job to get something out of this unit.
Yeah, I thought the coordinator was part of the problem this year. I thought the thing was too complex.
I'll tell you what, I thought they finished strong. The second half against Tennessee, it dried up. But they moved the ball and played really well against Buffalo. I didn't think the offense was an awful problem against Miami. They scored when they needed to. They came back from three different deficits, put the lead on the board with 4 minutes left in the game. And then the first half against Tennessee, the offense was good. It was the second half against Tennessee, it all dried up. I thought they actually finished sneaky well for them. So, I mean, but I'll just go, if you think the Patriots have absolutely nothing on offense, then you have to give McDaniels credit for them getting anything. Because they were driving and scoring points by the end. They were. Just not that second half against Tennessee, unfortunately. Meanwhile, here comes Sunshine.com. Paul Perillo, final stint of the year. He'll be joining us next in our Town Fair Tire Studios right after Murray's 90-second update. Again, Tom Brady with an Instagram post today. Details right here, and then we discuss.